starting to realize that eternal fate has turned its back on me.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. The fear is gone.
It's 2 a.m.
The sun is still warm.
Yeah, I guess tonight is the night to trash the Jews or something from all the callers. And I guess my point is, you know, if you've got a criminal act that's occurred, you don't just start going after somebody because of their you go for the proof, the evidence. You try to find out who committed the crime. And it really doesn't matter if they're Catholic, Gypsy, Jew, Christian, male, female, tall or short, did they do the deed? Did they break the law? And if so, put them in jail and prosecute them, period. You know, when you start getting into all this, to me, it's all a smokescreen, and it's just as bad and as much of a logistical or tactical defense of getting into all of these semantics over the nature of those people who have committed crimes. Instead of going, look, no, I know former Secretary of the Treasury John Snow is. I know that he was in charge of CSX Rail and Shipping Company, tried to sell it to foreign royal interests. He's in charge of Cerberus now, that bought back Chrysler from the Germans, when we supposedly cut a deal with Daimler-Benz. You start looking at all the stuff that's going on, and I see a lot more German blood, and whether it's Germans who are just being good Germans and doing what, you know, is expected of them and what they're told to do and not questioning authority, I see as many good Germans involved, especially in my own affairs, in what is going on as there are Jews or anybody else. You know, it's not just a one race or one ethnicity or one religion or one kind of people. It is a certain nature of, because there's plenty of people who are Jewish or Israeli who are law-abiding citizens who love a system of self-governance, who believe in it, and who are not part of this quote-unquote royal cabal. You know, I'm sorry, I just don't, you know, subscribe to this whole thing of trying to place the blame on, because at some point, you know, like I brought up and at the end of the last hour, is all that is required for evil men to succeed, regardless of their nature or where they come from, is for good men and women to do nothing. And I see a lot of nothing going on rather than, you know, and I guess it was Gary in California. Gary, you still there? Gary, you know, you were out doing the right thing. You were at a town hall meeting, so I can't fault you for that. It sounds like you're involved. You're listening to
I talk even run radio. For office.
Sorry?
I've done all them things.
Right.
I'm getting old now, you know. I'm sort of wearing down a little bit. I'm 67 years old, you know.
And where did your life go?
My life?
Well, you've been fighting this probably your whole life. Or did you?
I've been fighting a lot of things because I've seen a lot of things. Now you got to remember, Satan has his people, and he really does. He says, Jesus says, you can tell mine by their fruits, you know. And they were going in. He says, my people are mixed amongst all.
Gary, hold on. Sorry, this first break hits us quick and fast. Hold on, we'll come right back to you after this commercial break. Jerry, hold on, and other callers, 800-313-9443. Gary, we'll get right back to you. Sorry.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay. Can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited time offer, so pick up the phone and call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. No, I mean, you know, this is as bad as trying to blame or say that, you know, because one person who is carrying on a criminal act or a certain corruption happens to be of a certain race or gender or creed, all people of that race or creed or nationality should be, you know what, held accountable. That's the same thing that government does. And I saw this at my own academy where, you know, one individual cut the guidelines for the flagpole. We have the tallest unguided flagpole in the nation, if not the world. It's like 180 feet. It doesn't have any guy wires on it. And so when they cut the lines, you have to go all the way to the top and rehang the lines over the top of the pulley so you can, you know, raise and lower the flag again. And we had to bring out, you know, equipment to do it, whatever. They punished the entire academy to get all the students to turn in whoever did it. That's the same kind of mentality that went on in Germany that is carried out, you know, not only by the government, but by lazy people. Rather than going after the individual, you know, you've got something right now that really needs to be brought to the attention of Congress, where you've got Coast Guard in Homeland Security saying it's a branch of military coming under Title 10 military law that's part of the Pentagon, part of DOD, but not operating in the Pentagon or DOD, but in Homeland Security. And at some point, it doesn't matter who's doing this, because at some point it will fall on somebody's feet. But getting your mind around the issue, reading the Coast Guard's Wikipedia page, understanding it, making it simple for anyone out there so a 5-year-old could understand it, or hopefully a 14-year-old, whatever, so that, you know, regardless if I'm still out there trying to get this message out and warn and inform people that there are others that are well aware of what is going on, and at some point it will be corrected and or pushed back as it has before, and it will hopefully fall at the feet of those who have been behind doing this. You know, you talk about the medical benefits issues. Look at where I find myself. They talk about these death panels. I've been prosecuted for the last 6 years, and the charges were for being depressed, a branch of military that I'm not in, never been in, don't serve in. I'm a naval officer, not a Coast Guard officer, brought charges against me, tried to prove for the last 6 years that I'm medically, mentally incompetent, tried to force me under their doctors. All of these people are in a branch of military, self-declared or self-proclaimed, that I'm not in, that are wearing the uniform of the United States of America. And what are you doing about it? You know, as far as all that is required for evil men to succeed, regardless of who or what they are or where they came from, is for good men and women to do nothing. And right now I see a whole heck of a lot of nothing going on, and you can point and shout and try to define who those people are, or you can start to hold them accountable, treat them as your peers, regardless of whether they're Catholic, Christian, agnostic, atheistic, Jewish, or anything else, and go to the issues and the individual and the criminal activity, because a lot of these people are not just Jewish. There's a lot of Germans and others who are involved in what's going on, and whether they're willing participants who are being, you know, for want of food and water, led to believe that they have to act this way. What is a bigger crime? Those who stand silent or those who are carrying on the crimes? I don't know. In my mind, it's, you know, kind of a toss up, but, I'm coming from a totally different perspective than most people. Jerry, you still there?
It's Gary. Yeah.
Gary. Are you, no.
Yeah.
Gary.
Jerry,
hold on. Jerry, hold on. Gary, are you still there?
Gary. That's me.
Gary.
Yes.
In California.
Yes.
Okay, real quick, because I want to go to Jerry in Illinois.
Long time been here. Since I was 5 years old. I'm 67 now.
What, in California?
Yeah, I've been right in the same place in San Diego. But anyway, as I listen to your whole scenario there, you remind me of somebody working a 12-step program, you know. Doesn't make any difference, but all this stuff, it's this individual, you know, it's to the individuality, but the scriptures don't really say that altogether. Well, most of the scripture is written to a kingdom.
And that's the issue. But see, that's what I keep trying to get everybody to. The Bible itself talks about kingdoms of this earth.
Yeah.
What was going on? You know, remember Rome was a republic. It was a system of self-governance. And although it fell astray numerous times and became an empire, it was a republic. You know, Plato and even Socrates taught about it. Plato wrote about it, but that's 2,500 years ago. The idea of self-governance of a republic is not a new idea, but look at, we still have kingdoms on this earth. That is the issue. That is the problem. And that is one of the things that even Christ spoke against.
Well, Christ spoke to the kingdom of God. Now, when you have republics, they're great. I mean, this republic here was great, but you have the greedy and those who think that they are of upper echelon that you were speaking about, the elitists, they find a way to get in and take it over.
Right.
And this has always been the problem, because, and then you have to say, who are they? Who, where do they get their drive from? Who's their father? You know, when you go to 844, of John, it says, you're of your father the devil, and his works you will do. You know, this is not a new thing that they've done. And you've got to identify them. And
it's as simple as Cain and Abel.
Who their leaders are.
But it's as simple as Cain and Abel. It goes to nature, not just DNA and a certain family line. It goes to the works. You know, we have a motto from my academy, acta non verba, deeds, not words. And at some point, I hear a lot of words coming from people and not a lot of deeds and not a lot of action and saying, look, I mean, I, you know, and not to fall, because you're out there walking the walk. You're at least trying to hold these elected representatives accountable, because that's the only way our system of governance works is if we
keep other people.
Well, if we carry on the oversight of our government, because we are the government.
I'm wondering, you know, as you went through a whole scenario earlier on in the show of all of these people who were of elitist blood and how they intermarried, what have you. Of course, a lot of us have told you, that have called you and said, these are Jewish. There's a lot of Jewish blood there. Okay, they did come out. The Jews went into Germany.
Israel used to be a kingdom as well. Solomon, and you know, they had their own kings. It was not a republic. They intermarried into all of the other nationalities and all the other
Solomon did kingdoms. yes
so the blood is so that. Mixed the blood is so mixed. They've done it to maintain control, to form alliances of these elites.
But you notice that most of your white people, you know, like the true Germans, the true Swedes, the true Norwegians, they have blonde hair and blue eyes. They might have had that, but they've come back. But eventually, if you keep doing it, then you don't come back. A nation that has not come back would be, like you'd say, the Arabs. You'd say Portugal. You'd say Spain, Italy. You keep going down the line because those people have finally been, as you would say, bred out. They're not there anymore. So the attack is on these Western people that don't look brown. They don't look interracially mixed. They don't have that. That's who they're trying to go after. You have to say, who's they? You know, and that's what's at issue right now, because all your Western states or countries are under attack. So who are they that are doing the attack? And they, as a rule, a lot of them, are a brownish type, tinge type color.
Jon Snow is not brown or tinge. Secretary of the Treasury Jon Snow, and neither is J.P. Morgan. You know, you start going into this whole thing on, and I'm telling you that there's a lot of people from, you got Japanese and Chinese that are of the same ilk who want to live in a kingdom rather than in a republic or a system of self-governance.
Yeah.
And they have nothing to do with the tribe of Israel.
No, they don't take what Israel has.
Well, you know, but you can't, there's plenty.
If Israel, like Jesus stated, is the bride his bride? Wouldn't his bride be entitled to some of his wealth? Wouldn't the bride be entitled to her inheritance? Wouldn't the bride be entitled to some of those things that he has, where all the others out there wouldn't have it, and some of them just might get a little wanton in those areas and say, you know, I want what she has. I don't necessarily want what she's got.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the bride of Christ is Israel. In the Old Testament, he was called the God of the Old Testament, and that was Jesus. He had a bride, Israel. So he was going to bless his bride, take care of his bride, which he has done. He's blessed her more, I mean, all this stuff in Israel, which is your Western states, all your other races, you might say, they weren't the bride, and they're sitting there saying, we want what she has. Well, you got to follow her master, you know, her husband, and you might get some of that.
But
you know?
We don't want to do that.
We just want to take
Christian.
What she has.
I thought you're Christian.
I am.
So I don't know where you're going with the whole Bride of Christ.
Well, the Bride of Christ is the church. The church is who? The Bride of Christ. So wouldn't that church, which came over here originally, and which came into Europe originally and went into Europe, if you study Paul and where he went, became the Bride of Christ. So
if you really start looking into the Christian religion and Roman Catholic and what happened.
Roman Catholics are not necessarily Christians.
Well, no, but it has a lot to do with the history of the Christian church. You can't say that it didn't affect the
Christian church.
Isn't that
the infiltration time?
Now, Gary, let me go to Jerry in Illinois when we come back. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's 8:20 out here in California. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. We're just speaking with Gary in California. We're coming back with Jerry, Leo, and other callers. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your show in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And I guess people want to have somebody or something to blame, kind of like in Germany before the fall of the empire. Instead of going to individuals and naming those individuals and holding them accountable, regardless of what they look like, how tall they are, because I can point to a bunch of people that don't have brown skin, don't even, you know, appear to be, quote-unquote Jewish, and they sure look a lot more and have the names of, like, good white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Germans. Let's see. The first U.S. Coast Guard commandant, his name was Admiral Berthof from Germany. He was court-martialed out of the Naval Academy. Ends up in the Revenue Cutter Marine, and in the midst of World War I, is appointed as the first U.S. Coast Guard Commandant, elevating himself over 22 other officers of higher rank, grade, and length of service to become the first U.S. Coast Guard Commandant, and guess what else? He was knighted by the King of England. Gee, you go to the Titles of Nobility Act. 1806, very shortly after our Revolutionary War and War of Independence. Was it the No Jews in America Act? No, it was the Titles of Nobility Act. It wasn't aimed at the Jews. it was aimed at nobility. So if our founding fathers were that brilliant and well understood the issues, why did they then come out and pass unanimously the Titles of Nobility Act to where anyone as an American who took on any heirs, any even names as in a title, being knighted, being part of the nobility, being ennobled, like the writer, director, producer from Hollywood, Stephen Gillen, I can't even think of the name now. Jake Gyllenhaal, it's his dad. Jake Gyllenhaal's an actor. Maggie Gyllenhaal's an actor. Their father was ennobled by the Swedish royal family. So he's a part of nobility. He should not be a citizen of the United States anymore and shouldn't be able to work in the United States except on a green card. And he should lose all property and more. That's how our founding fathers saw it. They didn't get into, you know, Jews or anything else. I mean, come on. Start looking at some of the stuff that our founding fathers focused on. They came up with the amendments by studying what the royals were doing in Europe. The Third Amendment came from the Napoleons and their habit of breaking up their troops and provisioning their troops by having them ransack the peasants, live off of them and their farm, live in their house with their children, sleeping with their wives and their daughters. And that's why our founding fathers came up with the Third Amendment against housing federal troops amongst us. And guess what the Coast Guard and Homeland Security is doing? They're housing federal troops amongst us and allowing these federal troops to bring their service-issued weapons home with them. That's as British, and I'm sorry, British, not Yiddish. It's as British, United Kingdom-ish, royal-ish, as one could care to imagine. Now, let me go to Jerry in Illinois. Jerry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey.
How you doing, Mr. Shine?
Oh, I don't know, man. Just, I'm trying to get people to wake up and, you know, not be so racist, not be so focused on one, and realize it's these, because there's plenty of people who are not Jewish. They may have a little bit of Jew in them. They may be part Jew, and a lot of them don't. But it's the royals. It's the elites. It's those who believe that they rule, like the pharaohs, by divine right, by birth, by DNA, by family line, by being your big brother, older than you, firstborn, whatever, that gives them some kind of special right to lord themselves over you. And, you know, it's at some point, it's the system of government, not any race or religion or ethnicity or whatever. Because, you know, if you look back through history, we had kingdoms throughout the whole world, empires, you know, royal families. Look to China and Japan. It's the same thing. It's human nature as much as anything else. But go ahead. I don't know what'd you call about, Jerry.
Well, Let me tell you where I'm coming from here. I believe the New World Order began on July 4th, 1776, regardless of all this other crap we're hearing. And it's the Old World Order that's our problem. Okay. And our founding fathers gave us a fighting chance.
So you're saying that the New World Order was a good thing when it started, that it was supposed to be a system of self-governance, breaking the bonds that bind us with our ancestral big brothers.
Yeah. I mean, they gave us the framework for it anyway.
Right, and I agree. I believe that they really tried, because when you look at the evolution of what they did, like the Third Amendment, you know and understand where it came from and why they derived it, and you see that these guys put a lot of sweat, blood and tears into what they tried to construct. But from the get-go, there were loyalists, royalists, Tories, redbacks, those who would live in a kingdom for the sake of bread and butter.
Well, that's probably why they couldn't get rid of slavery.
Hold on one sec. We're going to a commercial break, Jerry. Sorry. We'll be right back after this. Jerry in Illinois. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program, In the Zone, host Lieutenant Eric Shine. And we're getting the other callers here real quick. 800-313-9443. We'll come back with Jerry from Illinois and Leo and Master next. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Scheinen. You know, there are 43 million Germans here in the United States. There's a huge enclave in Spain, some of which were involved in the Spanish Inquisition. There's a lot of Germans, you know, in South Africa, and you can look at what went on there with apartheid and more. And I'm not saying that the, you know, there's a lot of Dutch as well. And a lot of other, you know, Portuguese and more. And, you know, the majority of people just want to work, earn a living, have health care, take care of their family. But you get this very small group, and it is, you know, there's actually a lot of people involved, but percentage-wise and even numbers, you know, compared to the rest of the population, it's, you know, not that big, but it's big enough. I mean, I've been amazed at the number of people and, you know, where they find themselves in positions of power and trust, like this, you know, ALJ Brudzinski, Brudzynski. He's the judge who sat on, he's a Coast Guard officer, sat on my case, in a military tribunal of me as an alleged civilian, where they're basically carrying on a death board and prosecuting me for and trying to prove that I'm somehow, quote unquote, I was charged with being depressed. I mean, literally, that's what they charged me with. That's fucking, excuse my French, and that was PHU, but that's Nazi Germany. That is Nazi Germany. That is Nazi Germany. And the stuff that's going on now, when we have wars and everything else going on, and we're moving into, you know, medical health care, the more important issue is to return civil order, push back the military, protect those bright lines of what separates the military and civilian affairs. You know, we're prosecuting the Coast Guard, and Homeland Security has now prosecuted a cadet. He happens to be black. A Coast Guard Academy cadet for the first time in 139 years under military law. They've taken military law out of the Department of Defense, have it in Homeland Security and the Coast Guard. What the heck is a Coast Guard? Life-saving service, ice-breaking service, you know, for cocktails or whatever. Revenue cutter, marine, lighthouses, you know, how do you get a special branch of military from that? That's like turning, it's not even like turning the ATF into a special branch of military. It's like turning the Girl Scouts into a special branch of military. 40 to now 50 to now 60,000 members strong, special branch of military that believes that it can regulate, adjudicate civilian affairs under military law, within military tribunals, within fusion centers. And I've seen it, I've experienced it, and I'm trying to warn you of what's going on and all this stuff with the medical health care and whatever. It's all a smokescreen. And if this stuff goes through, you know, I don't know, man. This is the same thing that went on in Germany, and these guys are pushing it, and it's not Jews who are doing this. There's Germans and others who are involved. There's Italian. I've come up against one of the attorneys was Frank Brucolari. He's Italian. Another one who took over from him, Peter Forge. He's Dutch. You know, come on, people. And these guys are not, they don't even have an ounce of Jew in them. These are white Anglo-Saxon Protestants who have migrated through various parts of the world, who are deeply involved with others from other nation states or kingly states, who wish to impose their own lordship and their own royal rule upon the rest of us. Let me go to, it was Jerry in Illinois, I think we're trying to finish up with real quick.
Yeah. The reason I called is the things you're speaking about. Do you have a website or where I could study what you're saying?
No, because I mean you have to go in and go to the archives on a lot of the stuff. But the my website right now is www.martiallaw911.com. I usually don't get into this whole
911.com.
911.com. I don't get into Jew bashing because it's not about a particular race or ethnicity. You got to realize that the royals are playing chess with us.
Oh yeah,
they will use a quote unquote chosen people to play chess with us so that they can get all the pieces off the board and be the last man standing.
Well, yeah, they would rather the multitude of people serve them and work for them while they live high, and they'll play whatever games they can to get it done.
Right. It's about royalty. It's not about race, religion, ethnicity, or anything else. It's about these royal Habsburgs, Windsors. What started World War One? Duke Ferdinand and his wife Sophie were shot. Who were they? They were members of the House of Habsburg, German royalty.
Right.
And what happened before that? Two other members of their family, German royalty, the Habsburgs, were assassinated by the Black Hand in Italy. That's what started World War One. What was World War Two? It was a continuation of World War One. What was the Cold War? Gee, it was a continuation of World War Two. That was a continuation of World War One. You know, if you start looking into who Roosevelt was and what he was up to, in our own country and who he was representing, this is all about royalty. It's all about royal families. And you can say they're Assyrian, Syrian, Sumerian, Babylonian, Jewish, Israeli, whatever. It's about royalties and everybody else.
That's what this whole thing is about. We have a new website
coming out called Crossing the Rubicon. The Rubicon is a river in northern Italy that was made part of Roman law to where if the military crossed it, they would be put to death.
Right.
That's how serious the Romans in an ancient republic saw the breach of the military into civilian affairs. And then I think it was Augustus. I had it wrong. It was
Caesar.
Yeah, but it was Caesar, but I think it was because they were all Caesars.
Julius.
I think it was Augustus was the one who actually was the first to breach the and you got to remember, they set up this bright line of separation, punishable by death, because it had happened before. They didn't want it to happen again. So they made it part of Roman law that if they passed into the commons, they would be put to death.
Right.
That was for the military. And right now we have such an encroachment of military into civilian affairs that the republic is in jeopardy.
Well, tell me, what is your position on the Bible?
In what way? I believe it's a historical document.
I'm willing to bet that that it was part of the whole program.
Well, but think about it. King James Bible. Who did that come from? Why do you think it's called the King James Bible?
Let's go back further than that.
Well, no, but I mean, seriously, how do you think the King James Bible came into the possession of the normal folk? King James was out on a Sunday jaunt and happened to lose one. Somebody found it and they started copying and passing around, going, "Oh my God, look, we got the King James Bible here." Everybody, "Oh my God, this is like such a treasure," and whatever. And they're passing around, and all of a sudden, you know, like finding Shakespeare out in your backyard. This is their playbook, and we're all a bunch of suckers.
What I mean is, just go back, to the very, very concept of
reading and writing?
No, just the Bible itself, because if you think about it, if logically Jews and Christians should not get along.
Right.
But they did it so nicely.
But who was Christ?
Well, Christ is he was a guy just like you and me.
Well, but isn't he Jewish?
Well, that's what I understand.
Well, no, can I tell you something? And I don't know if you're open to this, and, you know, I might get bashed by a bunch of, devout right-wing Christians who can't open their mind and just discuss things.
I'm not one of those.
But hear me out. Is what this story of Christ is, it's tied to the Zodiac, it's tied to the Southern Cross, it's also tied to the cross that's in the middle of the Zodiac. Ancient cultures were all, they had to be astronomers. That's how they found their way home.
Exactly.
The story of Christ is a mnemonic. It's a memory tool so that ancient sailors could tell themselves this story and know how to shoot the stars to find their way home. It's an ancient tale that predates the story of Christ itself. It goes to Osiris, Ra, the sun gods from Egypt, and more. And it is about not astrology, but astronomy, and
right.
It goes to the ancient Phoenicians and others who traveled the world.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
That's why it was found in North America as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is it was a tool to make the populace docile, I guess.
Yes, to place us in fear.
Yeah.
Of what we don't know.
Yeah, because it just is. I mean, it's the idea that a man can't be moral without a Bible is absurd.
Right, well, because you are a piece of God. Think about it. That when God, you know, whatever, this is how and maybe this will clear things up. Think of the Hubble telescope. The Hubble telescope took a picture of something that is, I think it was tens of thousands of light years away. The thing was, we'd never seen anything like it before. We didn't even have a name for it. And this is some physical, you know, a portion of our astronomy of the universe that we had never seen before. We didn't even know what it was. We didn't even think something this massive could exist. It was millions of light years across in its breadth. The thing that is the most astonishing, though, is that the picture that the Hubble telescope took a picture of, the astronomical anomaly, no longer existed when it snapped the picture of it, because it took tens of thousands of light years for the light to reach the telescope. So what it actually took a picture of does not exist in that form anymore. And when you think about our labels and our definitions for God, we can't even define the things that God creates. So how can we put a label on him? How can we define him? How can we say he's different over here than he is over here? How can we say the Jews are right and the Christians are right and the Muslims are right and they're all wrong, you know, and be at battle with each other? When you step back and you realize it's these royal families who have set everyone else against each other and at their throats so that we don't know and we don't see and understand when they're stealing us blind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the religion part is the hardest part for people to live, because they're so conditioned.
You're born into it.
Yeah, you're so conditioned to believe it that you gotta almost forget everything you ever learned.
Right, and to say that Jews don't work with Christians, that don't work with Catholics, that don't work with Protestants, that don't work with Italians and Spanish and Germans, you don't understand how the royals work. They don't care about all that. To them, it's all a smokescreen to keep us all in control.
Exactly.
Peace, Guy. Let me go to Leo and Mass. Right. Thanks, Jerry. Hey, Leo, you there? Leo.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, I tuned in last week, and I heard it was a repeat, and I hung in with it. And it was me at the end there telling my little stories, so that was kind of funky.
What was it?
Yeah, but the week before I missed it, and I heard it was must have been pretty good, because I started. I heard the first one, the Road Warrior, on the Friday, and the Saturday I was tied up and I couldn't catch it.
Well, yeah, I had Chris Hinckley on and Hilder, and I ended up kicking him off the show.
Really?
Sorry.
Well, Hinckley or Kilder?
Both of them.
Why?
They were playing each other against me and stuff, and Hilder was using Hinckley to support him, and Hinckley was using Hilder. And, you know, I was supposed to be on Hinckley's show, and then he was going to come on mine. And Hilder, I've dealt with him before. I know of him. Actually, he's interviewed me and done stuff, whatever. I tried to get both of these guys to wake up to the issues with the Coast Guard, Homeland Security, the military encroachment, military tribunals. They could not care less.
Well, you see, the thing is this, that you actually should have gone through the whole British system and become a lawyer. And that's what your real calling is, because...
No, whatever.
You know, you're when I listen to you, I hear a lawyer speak. Anyway... Let's get back to...
Thanks for insulting me. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, actually, I'm not insulting you as in lawyer and liar. I'm talking about the rationale behind law.
But that should apply to all of us.
I know,
A system of self-governance, a republic only works when we make it work.
Can I change topic? Because I
Please do.
I went to a CDC thing today.
Please.
An informational that... they're trying to, I think since the problem is they only have a 20% acceptance of the vaccine, that they're trying to allay our fears and tighten up the community organization to get people to go.
Well, Leo, let me ask you, do you believe in chemtrails? Do you believe they exist?
I don't have to believe in them. They've already admitted it. They admitted it on the History Channel.
Right, so... with stuff like that going on that is really not being disclosed in advance and pushed by the people to where we're agreeing to it, asking for it, and it's being done to, you know, check the wind patterns and more for travel of some kind of airborne bird flu, whatever, whatever excuse they want to use. They're actually using it to, pollute the environment, get rid of pollutants and stuff, and, you know, use high-level spraying to do it and all sorts of other stuff. When you see things like that and the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and now we're sending more troops over there, and this glory match between the Germans and the Russians, you got to remember, Russia has never really been put under the thumb of Germany. And that has been a goal, and not only of the Napoleons from France, but of Bismarck from Prussia and the Germans as well, because and you have to look at the lineage of the czars from Russia, many of them are offshoots of the German bloodlines, you know, and they want – there's a lot of independence coming from Russia, and Russia does not want to be put under the thumb of this quote-unquote New World Order, you know, whether it's
I wanted to get back to the orientation of the people, and what happened was that
– Was this a town hall?
It was kind of like a town hall, but it was more like a CDC asking us, do you want us to go slowly or medium or quickly? And questions like, in other words, they were not giving us full options. They were choosing the options for us to choose from.
Do you want us to ram this down your throat and do
it? Yeah, right. You know, at what speed would you like this rammed down your throat?
Yeah, exactly, right. How much do you want it to hurt as we ram it down your throat?
Right. And so, see, fortunately, a lot of us have gotten wind ahead of this. And if you go to keystone.org, that's the corporation that's running it for the CDC, in conjunction with the University of Nebraska.
Yeah, well, Keystone's another one of those names that's been out there for a while. Leo, hold on. We're going to break. We'll come right back after. It's Republic Broadcasting. Doris, hold the line. We'll try to get to you before the end of the show.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hey, Leo, real quick, if you can wrap it up. I want to try to get Doris in here real quick. Anything else?
Well, yeah, basically that, see, they didn't want to talk about the Baxter screw-up where they sent 14 countries live virus.
Yeah, I know.
That killed the ferrets. And they didn't talk about WHO implementing a level six.
Well, you know the whole thing on the death panels that they've been talking about?
Yeah.
think about my situation. I've been charged and prosecuted by a branch of military I'm not in for, quote-unquote, being depressed. How is that not euthanasia? How is that not? Because they're not doing this to help me. They're not doing this to give me medical benefits or my pension or job or anything. They're doing it to deny all that, make sure that I can never get health care because of pre-existing conditions of what only God knows what. They're, you know, playing games like you would not believe. And the stuff that they do to whistleblowers is the advanced guard of what they want to do to everyone else.
Well, you know, I told them, I said, you know, it would be, it's a shame that we had to go point out these aspects when if you'd spoken to the factors in the beginning, that you would have cleared up a lot of the problems that are occurring. And instead of just asking us which, you know, which form of the vaccine are you willing to take, you know, you could be giving us a proper background of what actually has been transpiring in the last 6 months. And, you know, we were bringing up the whole thing about the mass graves, and some of the people are in such denial they don't want to deal with it. And anyway, if anybody wants to deal with it, it's keystone.org/H1N1, and you'll find out if it's available in your area, and you can call in their little 800 number or go online and register and go into their thing. Oh, yeah, they give you $50 too.
For taking
spending
the vaccine.
All day with them, and they give you a breakfast and lunch.
Nice. Well, you can count me out.
No, but we want to go there. In fact, I think approximately 30 or 40% of us were not too happy with their setup, and we're asking them all these sticky questions.
But why would you
questions.
Trust them about anything else, like even the quality of the vaccine or the reason for it? This is
they claimed there was no squalene in it also. They said no squalene, but I said that but there's mercury in it. And well, it's a preservative, you know.
Yeah,
and
then right. Exactly right. All right.
Anyway, I'll let Doris on.
All right, peace, man. Thanks.
Yep.
Doris, real quick in Kansas, you there? Doris.
Well, you know, Eric, I've been listening to you every Saturday night, and I understand all of the things that you're talking about because I'm nearly 66 years old, and I've been watching this stuff for years, and a lot of it I've lived through. And it took me a while to understand, but, you know, I figured out that it's not just the royalty, and it's not just the Jews, but I understand also that you just have to go to your Bible, and I disagree with you. This is, even archaeological people have turned up all of the information that says that the Bible is true. And I am a Christian, and I do believe the Bible.
God
bless
you.
I'm not saying that there may not have been some mistakes, but I think the whole truth is there because Jesus himself said that not one tittle should be changed. That we will get the truth if we try to get the truth. Now, when you go to Galatians, it tells you that the seed of Abraham is the followers in Christ. So that's what you can put your faith in. So when you watch all of the things that are coming about in the legislation and everything, it's always against the Christians. They never protect the Christians. They protect the pedophiles and the...
Yeah, well, I agree. Doris, we're out of time. Please call in next week. I would like to give you more time, but we're out.
With recent